You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah, and some waves so we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Tenor girl go shopping.
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
First date follow-up. Powered by the Advocates Injury Attorneys. Online at advocateslaw.com.
Nicholas is on the phone today for a first date follow-up, and he's getting ghosted by a woman named Lauren. So we're going to call her in a little bit and see if she'll tell us why she's ghosting him and maybe get him another date. But first, Nicholas, how long has it been since you heard from Lauren?
Hey, guys. So probably like 5 days or so.
But how often did you guys communicate leading up to that?
What do you mean, like leading up to being ghosted?
I mean, leading up to the date. Was it like you matched somewhere and you decided to go directly on a date, or were you talking for a little while before that?
So we met at a wine charity event. We were both there for work, and we bumped into each other. We were looking at some of the items that were going for like a silent auction, and there were just like some crazy stuff that were going for auction. So we just went through, made bonded some of the items together and stuff like that. Weird items.
So that's how you met. That sounds fun though.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was pretty cool, you know? I mean, we exchanged numbers and just decided to go to dinner for our first real date together. So I took her to a fancy pizza place, got something to eat. We laughed, we talked about our jobs, pets, where we want to go, like our dream vacations, and what we're looking for in a partner. It was really easy.
Did your wants and stuff line up?
Yeah. I mean, it sounded like we were on the same page. I mean, she spent the entire time laughing. We had a really good date. I was a little bit nervous actually on the date. So I was a little bit fidgety. Mm-hmm. I spilled water on myself. When the first pizza came, I knocked it on the floor.
Oh really?
My God, I was mortified.
You didn't pick up the pizza and eat it after it fell on the floor.
Ew.
No, but she laughed and it was, so it didn't seem like it was that big of a deal. We got another bottle of wine and acted like none of it happened. So it seemed like everything went well.
It's a nice way to recover from that. Honestly, been there. I've definitely spilled all over myself more than once. So it's okay.
How did everything end?
I think it ended well. I mean, when she was leaving, we kissed each other on the cheek and she was such a great time. And, I put her in an Uber and she had a big smile on her face. So I felt like it went really well.
And did you guys talk at all after the date?
No.
That's it?
Not at all. I've called her twice, texted her, nothing.
Why do you think she's ghosting you?
I have no clue. Maybe the pizza thing. Maybe she thought I was like a nervous person.
Okay. But other than that, you can't think of anything?
No, I mean, to me, everything went well. The only thing to think of is like I said, I was really nervous and I came off a little bit fidgety and stuff, but I don't think anything else.
All right. Well, we'll see if we can figure it out for you. Play a song, come back, and then call her and see if she'll tell us why she's ghosting you and maybe get you another date, okay?
Awesome. Thanks, guys.
All right. Play a song, come back, get your first date follow-up next.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback
with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Hey, have you ever used Cheapo Air?
For years, and I really like it. With Cheapo Air, you can book online, use their app, or even over the phone. They've got great prices on over 500 airlines and millions of accommodations. They're my go-to for travel planning. And if you join their Club Miles program, you can earn points to save on the cost of your travel. Book on the app, and you get double points.
Sounds like it's time I tried Cheapo Air.
Call Cheapo Air at 855-247-3279 or visit cheapoair.com/podcast.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
If you're just joining us for today's First Date Follow-Up, Nicholas is on the phone and he's getting ghosted by a woman named Lauren. We're about to call her and see if she'll tell us why she's ghosting him and maybe get him another date. But before we do that, Nicholas, why don't you remind everybody about your date with Lauren?
I went over how we met. We met at a wine charity event, but you know, after that, we went on our first real date, went to this really fancy pizza place. Everything went well. I mean, I was a little bit nervous. I spilled the first pizza, but everything ended really well. Put her in an Uber and, you know, gave each other a kiss on the cheek and she had a really big smile on her face. So I assume everything went well.
Put her in an Uber with a big smile on her face.
Sounds like a great way to end the night.
Yeah, it does. All right. Well, are you ready for us to call her?
Yeah, please.
Okay, here we go.
Hello.
Hi, may I speak to Lauren, please?
This is her.
Hello, Lauren. My name is Jubal, and I host a radio show. It's called The Jubal Show.
Hi, Lauren. Whole show's here. My name's Nina.
Hi, and I'm Victoria.
How are you?
Hi. Good, good. How are you guys?
Good. Do you listen to the show?
Of course.
Oh, I guess I shouldn't have doubted. Yeah.
Thank you.
Thanks. Well, have you ever heard a First Date Follow-Up before then?
Yeah.
What if I told you you're about to be the star of one?
Okay.
Yay!
We got an email about you from someone that you're ghosting.
We're not ghosting anyone.
Is there anybody that you went out on a date with that you're not calling back or not talking to?
Well, I mean, I'm on the apps and stuff like that. So I have gone on a couple dates recently. Yes.
Have you gone on a date with a dude named Nicholas?
Yeah.
Well, Nicholas emailed us because he says you're ghosting him.
Well, I'm not ghosting him. I mean, it was one date, so it's not like serious commitment or anything like that. It was literally one date.
Okay, but you are not talking to him on purpose.
Yeah, kind of, but it's not quite like that because there just wasn't really anything that would warrant us for a second date. You know,
that's not what he thinks.
Well, I mean, he's a really sweet guy. Don't get me wrong. I mean, We went to an event. We had a good time. But that's not really, first of all, that was not a date. That was something that we both just happened to be at. So let's scratch that as being a date. We did go to a pizza place and yes, that was a date, but honestly, I mean, it was one date. It was fun. It was fine, but I wasn't like, oh my gosh, I can't wait to go on another date with Nicholas. Like I have to have him in my life type thing.
Okay. Anything happen?
Well, no. I mean, like I said, he was really sweet. He definitely was super nervous. And it was cute. It was definitely cute. But and I don't even care. Like, he did spill some stuff. Like, he spilled his drink. He spilled the pizza. I was like, okay, that's, like, kind of cute and funny, but it wasn't somebody that was, like, knocking it out of the park for me or anything like that. And we had wine, so that's all, you know, that makes it super fun, too. But other than that, I mean, yeah, we had some good conversations, but there are conversations you have on a first date with everyone, right? Like, okay, where do you want to go on vacation? I want to go to Ireland. Yes. Do you have any pets? Yes. My dog is named Junior.
You were bored by him.
Oh, I wouldn't say bored, but he wasn't up to my level, I guess. That makes me sound really snotty.
That sounds that's worse than bored.
I was just going to say there's no spark, but if you want to say not on your level, that's your choice.
Well, no, he's just like, I don't think that him and I would have like a fun time together all the time.
Okay.
Just no chemistry.
Do you guys see what I'm saying? Yes.
Okay. Well,
that sounds way better, by the way.
Thanks for telling us. Appreciate that.
Yeah, absolutely.
And Nicholas is on the phone and has been listening and wants to talk to you. I should tell you that.
Hey, Lauren.
That's fine.
That's fine.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good. I don't know. To me, it just seemed like you had a really good time on the date. I mean, you were smiling the whole time and everything seemed like it was going really well.
Well, yeah. I mean, I was smiling. First of all, I'm a smiley person anyway. And the other thing is, like, we were drinking wine. I had a couple gummies. So I was being me, you know, I was living my best life.
That always helps a little bit, I would imagine.
So why did you say that we should do it again then?
Well, that's just what people say. It's like the polite thing. Like, it's like the same thing when I run into an acquaintance. Oh, we should hang out sometime. Yeah, I'm probably not going to hang out with them. We're just acquaintances. It's just something you say. Oh, yeah, we should go out again. Yeah, okay, sure, whatever.
I get it.
You guys seem like you're judging me.
I'm not. I'm just listening. Listening to you guys talk. Yeah.
I mean,
well, like when you go on a date, you know how, like when I go on a date, I like to have a little bit of something to make the date fun and kind of get me through it. Because, you know, when you're on these apps and you're going on so many dates, you just need to, like, you know, chill. So that's why I might have seemed a little extra flirty or a little extra smiley, because I just had a little courage, you know, a little gummy courage, you know, and I wanted to be myself as much as possible and not be super nervous, which he obviously was. Honestly, he should probably take a gummy or two before going on dates.
Okay.
Am I right?
I get it. I mean, it doesn't really feel like you're being yourself if you got to take something, you know, to switch you out of the mental phase that you're in. So it doesn't sound like you're being yourself if you're taking a gummy, but it's cool. I get it. You know, you do whatever you want, but I'm not into drugs, so.
It's not drugs. It's a gummy. It's like chill pills.
Have you eaten some of them right now?
She's going to want to after this phone call.
I wish. Oh, my gosh. I probably would be a lot cooler at work if I did.
Lauren, would you like to go out with Nicholas on another date? We'll pay for it.
No, not really.
Okay.
Sorry, Nicholas.
To be honest with you, he's a little too uptight. Like, he's super sweet, but he's just different. His world is different than my world.
That's probably a good thing for you then, Nicholas, to know that your worlds are different so you can find somebody in your world.
Sure, that's fine. I don't want to go with a drug addict anyway.
Well,
I'm not a freaking drug addict. So I like to have some gummies whenever I'm, you know, going on dates. Like, that's not that big of a deal.
All right, cool. I mean, that's your thing. Whatever.
It is my thing. See, that's what I'm saying, you guys. Like, he's just kind of boring.
It's cool. It just sounds like you guys are different.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's all right.
It's very different. But thank you for taking the time to explain that to us. And Nicholas, thank you for doing the first date follow-up.
Best of luck on your next date. Yep.
Appreciate it, guys.
Jubal's first date follow-up.
Hey, guys. Back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves so we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait.
Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.